Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. And just in case y'all don't think that the Lord can commiserate with us when we're women, let me remind you that he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. Now your house is left desolate. And I will tell you, I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And that's what we're here for today. We're here to say, "Blessed who comes in the name of the Lord," and let us go out and come in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, and dear Father, bless you, Lord, for how you spread your blessings onto us and give us the privilege of taking your name in and out, wherever we go, in and out, Lord. Thank you on such a wonderful day and a beautiful day that you smile upon us, Lord. You bring us great cheer and encouragement, and you let us and allow us to share in all your blessings, Lord. And you're so wonderful. And you never leave us. And we pray for your presence, but your presence is always among us. Always among us. Always among us, oh Lord. You are right here. You are right here, Lord. And there is nothing more wonderful than that. So thank you, Father God, and thank you for this assembly. Amen.
Well, happy Mother's Day. Yeah, I'll be reading from Psalms 13 through 14. Verses 13 through 14, not chapters, okay?
Yeah.
And you made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. Everything you do is marvelous. Of this I have no doubt. Like a Mother's Day.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and remain standing as we start. There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation that cannot be moved. He's proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like God.
This is an awesome time to continue our worship, and we're so grateful that we have a chance to give back to what God has supplied to us. So, Father, we just ask you to bless this time that we worship you again with our tithes and offerings. We ask you to bless and multiply the amounts that we may reach out to this community here. With your word, in Jesus' name, amen.
That's right. He was at that one, huh? Because Richard and Danny couldn't be there. So yeah, that's right. So, you know how I like to sing during the offering, and usually I'll do a hymn and then incorporate it in the sermon. But we are having a special message today because Evelyn's going to bless us with a message today. But one thing I was thinking of is with this opening scripture, you made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. Everything you do is marvelous. Of this I have no doubt. And I try to encourage the ladies when I'm at the jail ministry, and I try to encourage them to remember that as that wherever we've been born, however we've been born, that it God created us. Because often, sometimes children are said they were unwanted, or the circumstances wasn't good, the parents didn't plan on it, or however it was, but God planned on it because God is the creator of all life. God is the one who has got his love. And is always good, and he has a plan and a purpose that is so incredibly wonderful. So praise God for each and every mother that was chosen for God to create that child for his special purposes in that womb. And he chose that situation, no matter what it was, to create that child special. So mothers and fathers have a special part in God's creation plan for his purposes, for his glory, no matter how awful the situation could have been. Some is beautiful, and some it maybe wasn't so beautiful, but God was the one who created. And God chose that for that situation, for his purposes, for his glory, because he can turn everything around if you love him to be for his good and for his glory and for yours. As we have these tithes and offerings, these are his. But it's given to him because of his love for us. So let's sing. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for your love for us. And part of your love, not only through your Son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for our sins and our salvation, but through the power of the resurrection now, Lord God, we have, those who have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the fullness that you have given us, your fullness through him and your Holy Spirit. And part of that fullness is all the increase that we have. Every blessing financially that we have is from you. Every blessing that we have is from you. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that all good comes from you, Lord. For you are the God who created all good, and you are good always. In these, your tithes and our offerings, Lord, we give them unto you, Lord God, for we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for everything that you've given us. So as we give this unto you, Lord God, may it be used in ways that are well-pleasing to you, glorifying you, Lord God. For you know that Pathway of Hope wants to be a hope in this community, because the hope is pointing to you, for you are our hope. May we be a light for you. And I thank you and praise you that, Lord, even 10% of these non-designated tithes and offerings go to missions around the world, spreading the gospel around the world, helping others to know the hope that is in you. So I truly thank you and praise you, Lord God. Bless each one who has given, and may these be a tremendous blessing to you. We truly thank you and praise you for today, Lord. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to share that I love our senior pastor so much.
Amen.
She's not only my senior pastor, she's also my sister-in-law. She's 5 foot something. I'm 4'10 and a half. She's white. I'm Asian. She sings well, I sing okay. She's animated. I'm just like, okay. She writes and uses words like 500 words in a sentence. I use 5 words in a paragraph. Where am I going with this? We have a common denominator. We both love the Lord. And we love to obey what he tells us. And that's why I'm here today in front of you. I love opening the teaching with a short story. This is a story of a little boy. To protect the innocent, I will call him Morgan. Morgan is turning 5 years old the next day. His mom was trying to put him to bed on the eve of his 5th birthday. She was trying to explain that birthday idea to him. Morgan, she said, tomorrow you'll be 5 years old. Morgan's imagination was running wild. He can see his 4 fingers up in the air, and then, Morgan, do you understand what I'm saying? His mom continued. Mm-hmm, he replied. Tonight I'm 4. And tomorrow I'll be a handful. For all the mothers who have had their hands full today, we celebrate Mother's Day. What a wonderful thing that God's Word has so many messages just for moms. The title of this teaching is Mothers Called by God. Mothers called by God submit completely to God's will. Mothers called by God do not have to be perfect. Mothers called by God never resign her title. Mothers called by God submit completely to God's will. I picked Mary, the mother of Jesus, as an example. When Mary was only a teenager, she was confronted with a challenge to be completely submitted to God's will. When Gabriel gave her the angelic message that she was to carry the Christ on her womb, Mary was shocked. Do you remember what Mary said to the angel? We will find that in Luke 1, verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary never wavered from her complete submission to God's will. Was she nervous? I would say so. Was she unsure of her own abilities? Who wouldn't be? Was she anxious about the prophecy that part of her future would include pain? I would say definitely yes. And you'll find that in Luke 2, verses 34, 35. Mary was a little like an ordinary mother who sits up late at night, far past her bedtime, waiting for her daughter's date to be over. She was like an ordinary mother who said silent, heartfelt prayer as she watched her child drive away from the house, praying for her child's safety and protection. I imagine Mary was like any parent in this room who wanted only the best, only the most protection for her child, and fully aware life happens, and not all of life is pleasant. But Mary was unlike some of the parents of the world today. Mary was first of all completely committed to God. Amen. Our number 2 points. Mothers called by God do not have to be perfect. And I heard somebody, whoa, great news. Have you heard about Ben Carson? Dr. Ben Carson? Wikipedia.org wrote about Dr. Benjamin Carson. He was born in Detroit, Michigan, and was raised by a single mother. He struggled academically throughout elementary school and emotionally with his temper. But his mother reduced his television time and required him to read 2 books a week and produce written reviews for her. He started to excel in middle school and throughout high school. After graduating with honors, he attended Yale, where he earned a degree in psychology. And from Yale, he attended University Michigan Medical School. In one of his interviews, he told a moving story about his mother. Mrs. Carson insisted that Ben and his brother Curtis write a book report every couple of weeks. This wasn't for school, but this was for her. Ben and Curtis obeyed her. About the time that Dr. Carson was in junior high, he finally realized something quite shocking. His mom couldn't read. For years, Ben had read books and scratched out reports, assuming that his mom was checking every word. But she didn't have a clue what he was saying. Now consider this. Raised by a mom who cannot read, Ben grew up to be a world-famous surgeon who was featured in many articles and was the author of several books. Dr. Carson's hand-eye coordination and three-dimensional reasoning skills made him a gifted person. A movie about him was made and was released in 1992. It is called Gifted Hands. On February 7, 2013, Dr. Carson was the keynote speaker at the 2013 National Prayer Breakfast, where President Obama sat and listened to him. The headline read, "Carson makes Obama sit through the longest 27 minutes of his presidency." Dr. Carson's mom cannot read, but she didn't twist her hand over lack of learning, and she did not give up hope of raising intelligent boys. Instead, she gave her boys what she had: interest, accountability, and the courage to demand extra work. Well, going back to Mary, Mother of Jesus, despite the fact that she was the mother of Jesus, Mary wasn't perfect either. When Jesus performed his first miracle, Mary's conversation is kind of unusual part of the water turned into wine story. Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, why do you involve me? It is not my time." You can find this in John 2, verse 4. Awkward. Mary's request and conversation with Jesus appears to be out of line with what Jesus was ready to do. Though Jesus performed the miracle, there's a feeling that he did so, in part because his mother put him on the spot. If that's not clear indication of Mary's a little bit of imperfection, let's look at another situation in Matthew 12, 46 to 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mothers. Here are my sisters. Here are my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, and my mother." If Mary had understood the task of Jesus, would she have tried to interrupt him or even agree with his unbelieving brothers that his ministry need to be disturbed, or stopping the ministry of Jesus for a little bit? Don't you think that's a little bit of a mistake on Mary's part? Well, you and I make mistakes. We made mistakes in the past, and we will certainly make mistake one or two today, and we'll make more tomorrow. But through it all, God will love us. God will work with us. God will accept us. Through it all, our task of mothering and of grandmothering will be accomplished. Through it all, there is God. Our number 3 points, mothers called by God never resign the title. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. We find this in John 19, verse 25. Mary did not stand quietly at the foot of the cross. She crumpled at the cross. She fell down on her knees, moaning and wailing and begging the God of heaven to stop this agony. The truth of Simeon's prophecy at the birth of Jesus was suddenly true, found in Luke 2, 34 and 35. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also. The cross cut deeply on Mary's heart. Despite the pain, however, Mary was there. She was a mother from the beginning and a mother at the end. Mothers called by God never resign, never surrender, never relinquish the title. You'll find mothers like that in the hallways of children's hospital, in funeral homes, and in the counselor's office. Mothers never relinquish the title, even if the child is rebellious, harsh, or cruel. Her heart will just not allow it, not when she is called by God. Sometimes the most difficult decision a mother will ever make comes right at the beginning. There continued to be a brave lot of a young woman who realized under a rare circumstance that the best gift that they can give their child is the gift of adoption. And all over the world, that painful giving birth, the painful giving up of a baby is a whole lot like the painful of giving up of a son on a cross. But even at that moment of giving up, a mother's love dominates the picture. It is sacrificial. It is painful. But it is a loving moment of care. Love and care. And mothers who give their children to families patiently waiting and standing in a line of need to be a mother, they needed to be applauded. They needed to be loved. They needed to be recognized. When a woman becomes a mother, there is an instant realization that the day will almost certainly come when pain dominated the picture. The crosses are different for every family, but frankly, the crosses usually come. There may be divorce, or disease, or death. There may be harsh words and unacceptable actions. There may be tough love and impossible nights. Through it all, mothers called by God never resign, never surrender, never relinquish the title. Never. There is nothing like a mother's love. Mary had a chance to see God's entire plan played out. She suffered through the crucifixion, celebrated the resurrection, and even was a part of a small group. She witnessed the powerful presentation of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. You can find that in Acts 1, verse 14. What a gift from God to live long enough for parenting to make sense. What a gift from God. Some of you parents live long enough to see God's plan for your children. Some of you parents see God working in the lives of your grandchildren. Some surely only see God's plan from the hallways of heaven. As I close this teaching, let me share with you a message from the newspaper comic strip. The children of Family Circus were once discussing about babies. One of the young experts announced, Stork don't bring babies. They come UPS. Some of the other children have different ideas, but the best one was saved for last. Babies, said one, babies are connected to their mothers by a biblical cord. A biblical cord. Most of the ideas from the mouth of babes. Most of the ideas from this message have come from the Bible. There are so many solid principles for parenting in the Bible. No parent can afford to not know them. If you're going to be a godly parent, be sure to be in God's Word. Hang around with people who knows God, who loves the Word, and models it for you. If you're going to be a godly parent, be fully committed to the calling He's given you. I want to applaud all mothers who take the task of seriously making a spiritual impact in the lives of their children. As Proverbs 31, verse 28 says, her children arise and call her blessed. I stand up this morning and call you blessed. Thanks for pouring your lives into your handfuls. Proverbs 31, verse 30 says that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We praise God for those mothers who worship and adore the Lord, who pass this legacy on to their children. Thank you and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Evelyn. You know, the Lord, I think, has a special thing for each of us here today. I know, to me, Evelyn, I just want to say that that was perfect. Thank you, Chris. That was just perfect. And I liked how it touched those different areas that are very real, because a lot of people struggle with that perfection thing. A lot of people do. And I've seen it firsthand working with kids on the detriment that it does to them. And even when I was a woman's group leader at a Celebrate Recovery, the effect that it had, saying, well, you know, in my house, we always had to be perfect. In my house, we couldn't talk about things. In my house. And so even that happened just as little children, but it affected them. And I know that that was one of the reasons why they were even in Celebrate Recovery, was because of that. So thank you for touching on that. Thank you so much. You know, God is in the healing business, isn't he? Whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. We all have things. We all have things. Brother Dick had said, I want you to read something in Jesus' Calling today. Just read and let it speak to you. And it did. It brought out something of me that I know I'm working on, but I still have to remember I need to work on it. So you know what, Chris? At this time, we're going to have prayer. And I want you to be thinking, it might be something that Evelyn said through the message. It might be something that's on your heart. It might be something like, yeah, that's what I came here today was for prayer. So we're going to have a prayer time. I want you to just feel, anytime you want to come up, you can, with Chris and Dick. Our other couple is off in Mexico for 2 weeks, so but Chris and Dick are up there for you to come up at any time. Thank you.
be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. In the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your love as you renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, living every day by the power of your love, and hold me close, let your come to you. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love, and hold me close, let your love spirit. in the power of your love.
Okay, anyway, so come back, cool, it's like it's an Arizona rock, you know? And so, but I use this sometimes to go like this. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the Amplified Bible, but it's very amplified. As my sister-in-law said, you know, I'm 500 words, you know, and she's not. And so I use the Amplified Bible a lot. But then I got this one time, and I said, oh, okay, so this is like, you know, in the other Bible, other than the Amplified. You can change, you know, or something in the message, though, because that's translated, you know. But this is why I have this. And then a gentleman helped make a holder, because I use this a lot in demonstrations and refer to it, because there's so much neat stuff if you go to the original Hebrew, what the rod means. And so, but right now, I'm going to go, actually, I left my Bible that has the amplified, you know, inserts in it at home, because I'm not, you know, used to that. I have my routine for when I do messages in my other Bible that I use, which is bigger print so I can see much better. I have also printed in there my Amplified, and I looked at Debbie and I go, oh, I don't have my Bible with my closing, because I like to do a closing prayer, a benediction, which was
a
blessing.
Bigger. Mine is bigger.
Yours is awesome. Yours is beautiful. But you know what? Even the bigger now, it's sad. I still need these. So, but we learned too about blessings, and it's neat how, but it's neat what I've learned is like, I go by a prompting, and it's not like I explain to them, it's not like a burning bush, and it's not consumed, but it's speaking to me. And as the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, and so, but I was like, Lord, you know, I felt this like little inclination to kneel when I do a benediction or a closing prayer. And our previous senior pastor, he started doing that, a benediction and a closing prayer, and I loved it. I love that blessing, to leave with that blessing. And mm-hmm. But often you get an amplified version, but you guys are blessed today because I don't have my amplified with me. So you're getting you might as well wrap it up this way. New King James Version sermon message. So I go, oh Lord, that's so fitting. This is so cool. But I was going, okay, Lord, what do you want for the blessing to be for all of us today? So so I will try to do it this way. But you know how I'm going to do it still the way that I felt of the kneeling. There was such implication, and I heard about this, about the kneeling.
Yes.
And so I shared with everybody, and the Lord finally revealed to me, oh, that's why I'm kneeling all the time. Oh, okay. All right. I was just being obedient, you know. So, but, okay, I've got to get to the right scriptures. Okay. The Apostle Paul does this blessing at the end, and so I'm going to bless you, because the Word of God is powerful and alive and true. So I asked if you can, to like, as you're receiving. Again, last week, remember when I did the blessing? I shared about a story about this little boy, and he was going to be blessed with candy. And he went, like, you don't have to be built, you want to know, that's right. And he goes, this gentleman was going to bless the little boy with candy. And he goes, well, he's thinking in his mind, and he goes, man, I want all that candy, every bit, and I want to bless others with it. Because the gentleman's hands are so much bigger than my little hands. So the little boy takes out a shirt. And they go, why'd you do that? He goes, because I don't want it at all, so I can bless others. So last week, Evelyn tells me that she then put her shirt out, and Melissa put her shirt out. She goes, well, I'll look silly if I put my shirt out. But they both, you know, did the shirt way to receive all the blessings. And but I asked, you know, if you want, I just, you know, for me, I like visual, so I like to just, you know, receive the blessing. But Lord, I just thank you for your precious holy word. I thank you for the power of prayer. And I thank you for this time of being able to bless those that you brought here, Lord. And I'm going to be claiming Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21 for each one here. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be with might through the His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to Him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.